Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, it's not like we're not going to hear from Paul after today, but it's always, I guess, a sad day in Buffalo when you realize the hockey season's come to an end, and we've been here way too many times before. It is the end of the season, the final game for the Buffalo Sabres after an 82-game season. They play the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at home. Puck drops at 7, pregame here at 6 on WGR, and of course you can follow Paul as you have all season long and continue to do so at PM1717 at WGR550.com. He joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Paul, give me one word or phrase to sum up this Sabres season for you.
Underachieve. Simple as that. You know, even what they're doing now, they went on like a 6 or 7 week where they're winning hockey games. They're playing the game the right way. If they had a blip along the way, the next game they were fine. It looked like they had turned a bit of a corner as a team. And now all of a sudden, here we are at a 4-game losing streak. Poor Lindy Ruff. He's been on win number 899 now for four games. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure the team is hoping they could get him number 900 before this season ends tonight. So, he's been sitting on that one. But it just, you know what these 4 games have shown is there's still a lot of work to be done. Have they made some progress? Yes, I think they have. I'm not trying to say that those 6 or 7 weeks don't matter. I think they do. I think they proved to themselves that they can be a pretty darn good team when they put their mind to playing the game the right way and playing the way Lindy Ruff wants them to be. But the last 4 games have shown they're not there yet. You know, there's still work to be done. They're still not a good team because these things keep happening. Jason Zucker was beside himself the other night talking about it. He goes, yeah, we played 50 minutes. So what? The game's 60 minutes. And we got to learn how to stop doing this. We got to learn how to stop winning 5 in a row, then losing 4 in a row. He goes, it's been what we've been doing all year. And he goes, this has to stop. And we have to learn that, you know, how to get over this and get by this. And he's right.
And it just, though, when he says that, I hear another guy who, well, it's not on him for the last 14 years, but he's also part of this group. And it's all that same spin cycle we get into, Paul, which is, everybody saying the same thing every year, and then a new group comes in and they say it, and how do you fix it? I'm not really sure. How much different, and we don't have to get into specifics here, but do you really expect like any big overhaul of this roster, like maybe a major player getting shifted and maybe being out or a major player coming in? Do you think that it's just a few minor tweaks here and there? I mean, I don't know what they can do given the restraints of no movement clauses and things like that too.
For 2 years now or more, you know, they've been trying to, you know, find a guy to play with Owen Power, a veteran guy who has his back in all situations, takes care of him and lets him go and do his thing. And to get a veteran like Tuck, like Zucker, to play in the top six. They've got those guys, but they need more. This team is just too many young players who are up and down and up and down, and they miscalculated. They gave guys contracts that probably shouldn't have gotten them when they got them, some of them. And they've learned their lesson. They had four or five guys they could have given contracts to the last offseason. None of them got them. So I think they figured out that maybe we jumped the gun here on a couple of guys, and we probably shouldn't have. They were, you know, guys weren't even getting 100 games in the American Hockey League except for Kulik. I mean, they just weren't developing collectively. There was just a rush to get them up here because, well, it's been 12 years. Well, now it's been 13, and now it's been 14, and we got to stop this, and we got to, you know, develop our players quickly, and it's blown up in their face. So, they have to get some veteran guys. This team has to stop being the youngest team in the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
Even though they've played a lot of games, they've got to get some veterans in here who can play hockey, who are good hockey players that can help them get over these types of humps, who can help them make sure they don't lose 13 in a row or have a 13-game winless streak, however you want to call it. I mean, 13 games, less than a month, blew their season up. They go from third place in the division, 2 points out of second, to last in the conference in less than 4 weeks. And that's crazy. That is just crazy that something like that would happen. And it's crazy you had a GM that froze, that did absolutely nothing during those 13 games. And as said, that maybe he was wrong there. Maybe he should have, you know, now. So he's doubting himself, and a GM who has watched his team digress instead of progress is going to get a sixth year, and that I don't understand either.
Are you confident in that, Paul?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Terry Pegula, he changes his mind at the snap of fingers, and Jason Botterill is a perfect example. Nobody thought he was going to be let go, especially after Kim Pegula came out and said, you know, we know things that you don't know about Jason Botterill, and, you know, gave him a vote of confidence that he was staying, and less than a month later he was gone, with Terry coming out and saying, which, by the way, is the last time he spoke to the hockey media, came out saying, we feel we're not being heard. And that was the end of Jason Botterill. So things can always change in his mind. He's that way. But as of today, I do not think he's planning on changing either the coach or the general manager.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you and I have always been on the same wavelength of, okay, who cares? It's not about draft picks and all that. But I do want to point out that because of what you said about they don't need to get younger, they're going to pick either 6th, 7th, or 8th, it looks like, if my math is correct. If they lose tonight, it could be 6th. If they win tonight, it could be 8th. Either way, let's just say they're 7th. I'm all aboard, Paul. What you just said is right. I don't care. Just trade the damn pick and get some players in here, right? I mean, like, what else do they don't need to keep stockpiling young draft picks here.
Absolutely. And I understand it takes two to trade. I get it. I get it's hard. I get there are restrictions. I know people talk about the palm trees. Well, the restrictions are real. What it is people don't want to come to a team that hasn't made the playoffs 14 years in a row. That's what it is.
That's right.
When Breer and Drury were here, they had no trouble getting players here. The Buffalo Bills, now that they have Josh Allen and a winning and Sean McDermott here, they don't have trouble getting players. When they hadn't been in the playoffs for 17 years, well, I'm sure players didn't want to come here either. So that's
right,
the
Paul. Can I just say, and I think you'll agree with me when I say this. Is it fair to say Kevin Adams may have said it wrong and it came out wrong and it didn't sound good? We all know that, and he deserves kind of criticism for that and saying it. He wasn't totally wrong what he was trying to say.
No, he wasn't wrong.
What he's trying to say is, listen, you got to give them a reason to come here, because otherwise, why would you come to a place where there are higher taxes? You can live in warmer weather. You win, that's the reason you would want to come here then, and then it takes care of everything else.
And if you do win, they will want to come here, and that's the key to the whole thing. But it's still, I know it's hard, but it's still his job. It's his job to get these trades done, and he's had a couple of years to get these bigger trades done. And it's all also he's made some good trades. It's not all bad. McLeod was a good trade.
Yeah.
Getting Alex Tuck here. You know, doing the best he could in the Reinhardt and Eichel trades. You know, those aren't easy trades when you have star players who say I don't want to be here anymore. Well,
I don't think Byram's a bad deal with Mittelstadt.
Yeah. Byram is a great deal for them. Yeah. So it's not like everything is bad. I think it's more of the fact is he didn't get the whole thing done. He got part of the job done. Were they harder to play against with Malenstein? Yes. Lafferty didn't work out the way I thought it would. Malenstein has. McLeod has. Signing Jason Zucker has worked out. I think the Greenway deal or trade has worked out. Greenway brings things to the team when he's healthy, and that's key. That other players don't. His anticipation to forcing turnovers and those types of things is something that he does very well. But I think the whole key to the thing is he didn't go far enough. You know, he talked about, you know, he was willing to trade that pick last year. And it was like, well, we kind of almost had a deal, but the other team wouldn't trade him. And he said, and that player hasn't been traded. Guess what? That player's been traded. You know, at the time he said it, he hadn't been. But later in the year, he was traded to the Colorado Avalanche. So things can change. And that's the thing. You got to find a way to get it done, even when it's hard.
Paul's appearances here on WGR, as always, are brought to you by... I got to grab it right here. There we go. Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Okay, Paul, what is the situation short and, well, I guess it doesn't matter now. Short term, there's one game. But really long term here, what do we know or think we know about Owen Power?
Kevin Adams told Shope and the Bulldog that I believe he's in New York today getting another opinion. So maybe we'll know more when Adam speaks on Saturday about what, you know, where that's going to be headed and what kind of rehab is going to be in on that. So, you know, he's busy doing that today. I would tend to doubt we'll get a chance to talk to him on locker cleanout. I don't know that for sure. But as I said, we get to talk to Adams. And by the way, we will have local programming on WGR Saturday. Kevin Adams will probably speak somewhere between 4 and 5:30, I would think. What the holdup is you know, they're interviewing players, the coach and the general manager. They don't know how long they're going to be talking to players. It could be an hour, it could be 5 minutes. So, you know, they're hoping to have Kevin Adams with us by 4:30, but you just never know. But we will have local programming on, and we will be bringing everybody those interviews on Saturday later, because usually Sports Talk Saturday ends at 2 o'clock. It will end after Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams speak, which, again, might be 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Okay, but are we? Is there a possibility this could be into next year, this kind of injury, whatever he has?
Kevin told Shope and the Bulldog that he should be ready to play next year. He should be ready for when the season starts. So that was his comment on that. It sounds like, you know, Josh Norris, if this was a playoff game today, mm-hmm. would be playing. Mm-hmm. Lindy Ruff said he's feeling much better, but he's not playing. He said that last game. Meaning, why do it? Why chance it? You know, he's feeling better. What's the point of putting him out there for a game or two and chancing it? Let's just start fresh next year. That's what I took out of that.
I agree with you. It feels to me like both Norris and Greenway were kind of just shut down for the year for that same reason, right?
They ran out of games. I mean, if there were still 3 weeks left in the season, I think Josh Norris would be out there. But with just a game or two, I just think they looked at what is the point. Let's just start fresh next year.
Want to ask you about Lindy Ruff before we go. You've known Lindy a long time. And, you know, you covered him here in Buffalo. I mean, we both watched him play here in Buffalo. You covered him as a player. You covered him as a coach. He comes back. And he said, and he was pretty direct when he was asked the other day. He said, I'm disappointed. I mean, in the season, the result of the season, I'm disappointed. There was a thought that maybe he'd get this team to the playoffs and walk away into the sunset or maybe go into a different role. I know we've talked, Paul, about the fact that it feels pretty clearly here now that he's coming back. Just give me a sense of what you think about Lindy as a person and competitor and where his mind is right now with everything.
And Kevin Adams did say the other day that Lindy Ruff is coming back. So,
okay, thank you.
He was very definitive in that. But, yeah, Lindy is extremely upset he hasn't fixed this yet. Or it took too long, you know, where they started playing. Mm-hmm. It was too late in the season for it to matter. And that really upsets him, and I think it really drives him. I wasn't sure until the last couple times I've heard him talk about it. And he talks about it almost with venom in his voice. Like, I did not get this team where it needs to be, and it's unfinished business. And I know he wants to provide this area. This is his home. And it's been his home even as coach of the Stars and coach of the Devils. And he wants to bring a winner to this city. And it really upsets him that this year went the way it did. And so I think he definitely wants to be back. And Kevin Adams did say he would be back.
All right, Paul. Iowa State. Who's the guy that looked like Iowa State? There was a guy I looked at Iowa State the other day. I'm like, you know, oh, Jaden Higgins? What do you think about him? You got Jaden
Higgins,
wide receiver.
Great.
Yeah, you like him, right?
Yeah, he's always open. And when he's not, he still makes a play for you. He really competes for the ball. So, you know, Rocco Beck knew he could throw it near the end zone or if he needed a first down. Even if Higgins was covered, he's big enough that he could get the ball to him. He's not like a speedster, but he can get open like on patterns downfield. You know, all of a sudden, you're thinking, boy, he can't fly, but look at He shook his man, and he's open. It just seemed like he was always there for him. That would be a guy I definitely would, I think is going to be a good NFL player and somebody I think the Bills should be interested in now. And, of course, the corner that
Darian Porter. That's what my next one. I love Darian Porter. I think Darian Porter fits everything for the Bills. Checks all the boxes. 6'3", runs sub 4.40. Really good athlete. I think that's a kid that if the Bills were to draft Darian Porter in round two, I'd be really happy with that.
And teams used to look away from him when he was out there a lot.
Yeah. Love it. All right, Paul. Well, I'll let you get back to work. All right, what is the schedule? Tomorrow, right away, locker clean-out? Is that how this works?
Yeah, about 10 o'clock we'll get started, and we're just in the room the whole time. And just so people know, I'm going to try to get some interviews to you guys as quickly as I can while you're on the air before noon. So hopefully you'll be able to get some guys on talking at locker clean-out tomorrow.
All right, Paul. Thanks for all your outstanding coverage all year, but we'll talk again. Thanks for today.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Paul Hamilton right there. Yeah, Sabres wrap it up tonight. Hard to believe. I remember, you know, opening season. Here we go. Lindy, let's go. But that was out in Europe, right, when they played. And didn't go very well. First two games, they come back, they play a good game at home, but lose and score one goal. And then, you know, first three games, one goal, one goal, one goal, I think each of the first three, right? If I remember correctly, New Jersey, LA. And then they won a couple of games, started to feel a little bit better, or at least, you know, one to bounce back a little bit. And then it just never got on track the way it should have. And as Lindy said, and as Paul said about what Lindy thinks, it just, he never could fix it on time. And he's upset about that. And he's disappointed. And everybody's disappointed. Another year. Here we go. Right. So we'll see what happens. But immediate stuff is tonight. Game against the Flyers. You wrap it up. It's fan appreciation night tonight. And then, of course, locker clean out tomorrow. And then they look forward to free agency and the draft. We will take a timeout. We are looking forward to the draft, the NFL draft, that is, 1 week from tonight. Josh Reed, WIVB-TV Channel 4 Sports Director, joins me at 11 a.m. here after this quick segment when we come back on WGR.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.